My name is Richard, and you're listening to the writings of Dr. Paul Lewis Metzger. The Ascension. Jesus has some serious hang time. May 17th, 2015. I used to watch with amazement Michael Jordan's hang time. It was almost as if he defied gravity as he made his way to the basketball rim for one of his jaw-dropping dunks or reverse layups as a basketball god. Jesus has some serious hang time. Jesus defies gravity in his ascension. Sorry, Air Jordan and Sir Isaac Newton. And yet, when the right time comes, he will return to earth, just like he ascended to heaven. According to Jesus, what goes up must come down. Like and unlike the Terminator and Jordan in their return to the screen in court, Jesus will someday say, "I'm back." One of the most neglected aspects of Jesus' public ministry is his ascension. This past Thursday marked the 40 days since Easter Sunday when Jesus ascended to heaven. Many Christians around the world celebrated the Feast of the Ascension. Some Christian groups dedicate this Sunday to its remembrance. Luke gives special attention to the ascension. See Luke 21, verses 26 through 28. As well as chapter 22, verses 66 through 71, and chapter 7, verses 54 through 60. The apostolic community took great comfort from knowing that the crucified and risen Lord ascended to the right hand of the Father, and that he will return in glory. Paul, when he was named Saul, was present at Stephen's stoning and heard Stephen speak of seeing the ascended Christ, Acts 7, 54 through 60. No doubt at the time he, as Saul, scoffed at Stephen's vision. Later, as Paul, he highlights the significance of the ascension for the Christian life. In Ephesians 4, 1 through 16, regarding spiritual unity and gifting, and in Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4, he speaks of identity in Christ and spiritual growth. Hebrews 1, 1 through 3 reveals that Christ is prophet, priest, and king. He's the true word of God who declared that he would reign regally in heaven with the Father as the heavenly high priest who offered himself as the once and for all sacrifice for sins. In John's farewell discourse, John chapters 14 through 16, the Lord speaks of the need for him to return to the Father so that the Spirit would come and abide with his people to comfort and counsel them. They are to wait for the Spirit upon Jesus' ascent, just as they are to await his return. Christians celebrate the Spirit's outpouring, gifting, and empowerment on Pentecost Sunday, which falls on Sunday, May 24th this year. How serious do we take the ascension? The ascension did not lead the early church to escape the world, but to live with their feet planted firmly on it. The ascension mobilized Christians to live victorious, holy lives in the midst of severe difficulties and persecution, as in the case of Stephen. I don't have Jordan's hang time, not even close, but what other Christians and I do have is the confident assurance that the Jesus who hung on the cross is not dead and buried, but raised and seated at God's right hand. He has conquered sin and death. Our salvation is complete. As the Creed declares, he will come again to judge the living and the dead and make all things new. I'm hanging my hopes on him. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 23 through 28. Thus it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has entered, not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.